You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Ken, how are the college basketball games doing that you gave out on Twitter?
Not as well as all the stuff we bet earlier in the day. I mean, Drexel's fine. We have them plus points. They're winning at halftime.
Oh, I thought what you wrote in the chat. Were those old bets or new bets?
That's all the stuff. Yeah, so we should probably stop doing this because it's just going to make everyone mad that they don't have the red phone.
That is not Ken's fault, by the way. That's my fault then, because I misunderstood what Ken was saying.
The three bets that we're sweating that I actually tweeted out, which are in this window, this time window specifically, Oregon's down 20 at halftime. And we have them plus +5, which is, let's see, but obviously not looking good. Drexel plus +3 they're winning at halftime outright. So, okay, cool. We can monitor that one. And then James Madison and Murray State need a way higher scoring second half than a first half to hit the over. So like not looking nearly as great as the stuff that we bet earlier. The good news is, at the end of this hour, I have like a lot more stuff for the next window, and we can see what happens. Long string of
sorry, I kind of feel like I hung you out to dry a little bit there because you were timing in the chat.
I can imagine being someone hearing this, Ken, and it would be insufferable.
I bet the games. I bet the games, and I was just like, I don't even know what the bets are. I'm not following them. I just bet them. So when you wrote that we won, I'm like, oh great, and then it's like, oh yeah, these are the bets that we placed earlier today. Yeah. That's my bad. Sorry,
but hey, like the show's gonna be better because like we're in a good mood. How's that for a silver lining?
I mean, Ken's going to give more college basketball bets out this hour. Yeah, Bill's going to give double. Yeah. Bill's going to give double-digit NHL bets out in the Power Hour. We're going to give you a bunch of college basketball. I feel like I've got like a bunch of NBA bets I really like for tonight too. Good, in 13 games. Really?
I have like two bets. Yeah, two or three.
All right. Let me just, before we get to the NFL bets, I'm going to try and guess what you like for tonight.
All right, let me bring up. Okay. I remember at least two of them off the top of my head.
Okay. I'm going to guess that you are on the Pelly Pels.
Nope.
No.
That's
okay.
A good guess.
Okay. I'm going to guess that you are on the San Antonio Spurs.
Nope.
My last guess would be, and I don't know that I like this game really, but I feel like you might based on the conversations we've had this week. Do you like the Cleveland Cavaliers?
No.
Okay, well, 0 for 3.
Pelicans was a really good guess. I was close to playing the Pelicans. I did not, but that's a good one. I have three bets and they're none of those. So that enhances the mystery for the Power Hour, I guess.
I like the Sixers.
That game is really interesting. Each team like in a magic situation that they are particularly good at. Philly has been really try hard in all these spots the entire season, and all the Warriors do is blow out teams that they're way better than. So it's actually each team thrives in the role that they play tonight, which is very interesting.
All right. So we'll get NBA bets, 13 games tonight coming up in the final hour, power hour of the show. Bill Matz with bets, double digit bets on the National Hockey League tonight, 14 games on the ice. We'll give you college basketball plays as well, both in the power hour and coming up later this hour on You Better You Bet. Four phenomenal guests on the way, Ryan Noonan, 4 for 4, Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, Sam Paniadovich, Nesson, Fox Sports Chicken Dinner Podcast, Dennis Bernstein from the Fourth Period with Lochmas Day 3 strewn throughout. But right now, here on You Better You Bet, we got 3 NFL games coming up tomorrow. Also, Ken, at some point, maybe we'll do it this hour as well, because I don't think the 3 games are going to take us till the end of the hour. I've got a lot of games that I like for the NFL, and this is my last show this week on You Better You Bet. So maybe, Bill, what we can do is like add an addendum onto the, probably a separate pod clip, like Nick's other bets for Sunday. And I'll give all those out now, since I won't be heard from again until Sunday morning, except to Ken, who will get a text from me tomorrow. What are you betting today other than stuff we've already talked about? And then again on Friday. Right. And then again Saturday.
The red phone will ring Thanksgiving morning. Right.
It's like the bat signal, except it's like my stupid smiling face. Like, hey, buddy, you got some bets for me? Right.
It's just Nick waving. Just as it shines up.
Hey, man. I'm waiting.
I'm waiting. A lot of games. What do you like today? I do some media, and the question, I don't know why this drives me nuts, but there's so many different hosts will frame gambling questions so many different ways. And in one interview, the host always goes, he tees up a game, not knowing whether I like anything about it. Could be any game that exists in any sport, has no idea whether I have an opinion on it. It goes, all right, so this team taking on this team, what's the play? And I just and on half the questions, I just go like, well, the play is asking me beforehand if I have one. That's the play.
That can be frustrating when people set up like, what's I'll get the play? The one that kills me is like, I get asked about like some college football game that like no one cares about it. It's completely off the radar. And the moment I'm like, well, I really like the favorite here, and I think they're going to score a lot of points. Give me the favorite in the over. I don't know. Like, how about this? Don't ask me about this.
I really like the favorite. My favorite is you follow up in which is like a classic BS answer. I really like the favorite. And then I think they're going to score a lot of points.
I do it a lot better than that, because I do this professionally for a living.
But that's that's very funny. You're basically like crafting a BS take in the moment.
In the moment, yeah.
I really like the favorite. You know, I think they're sitting on a big performance in this game. I think put up a big number.
Here's what's great. It's like if you listen to enough sports radio, the people that don't know what they're talking about speak entirely in cliches. Like you'll hear down the stretch, sitting on a big performance here. It's all cliches.
I use that one sometimes, to be fair. Maybe I do that sometimes. I definitely use it on a big performance sometimes.
I mean, I've been saying it. I've said it 1,000 times this week alone. The Browns sitting on a big performance against the Ravens on Sunday night.
Sure.
But like,
the Bills. Yeah, Bills are probably sitting on a big performance for you.
All you have to do is speak back in cliches. Like, the Egg Bowl. Yeah, well, Matt Corral's possibly his final game, so Ole Miss sitting on a big performance. Right. Ole Miss wins big.
I think this is going to be his best ever game.
Matt Corral game.
The best ever game as a college quarterback for one of their all-time greats.
It's whatever, man. How about this? Don't ask me about the Egg Bowl on Monday.
Over's going up, though. Woo! Closing line value. Let's go.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up on the show. But we're going to give you bets for Thanksgiving. Right now here on You Better You Bet, BetQL Network, in like the it's a mini power hour, whatever. Phenomenal Football Friday on a wonderful Wednesday with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. I can't deal anymore with like the dope ass beat for me has kind of become like the soundtrack to hell, like at points.
Can we just play Why don't we just play Recommends again?
Well, actually, I feel like our executive producer, the great Scott Lynn, and our board op, the great Jake the Snake Hassan, have come up with. Now, I don't know. They were in the lab cooking something up. I don't know what the end product's going to be.
We've all been in the lab.
But we've got some new theme here, apparently, that we're going to use here. See if we like it as the bed for the Thanksgiving game picks in the National Football League. So, Jake, I don't know what you're about to lay down, but lay it down for us, please. Isn't this like the beginning of the Santa Claus?
I'm so in on this. I'm so in.
Oh, it's like triumphant.
Yes, it's like a procession. Yeah.
Let it roll for a little. Oh man, it's terrific.
This is great. All I want to do is bet Thanksgiving football now.
This is like a JRPG Christmas theme.
Yes.
All right, let's get into it. We start our Thanksgiving game bets in the place where all good things in life begin. Detroit, Michigan.
I love this song.
It looks like, by the way, it looks like Jared Goff is going to play for the Lions tomorrow.
Yeah.
It looks that way.
Well, did you see the word he used? He's leaning toward play. It's a lean.
Oh. Who's that? Ian Rappaport getting into the sports betting content sphere?
Yeah, I'm leaning toward betting this, but if it goes to this, I'm
also, by the way, I'm also leaning towards Tim Boyle. That's the good thing about leaning. You can go in either direction. Really
kind of just leaning. I'm leaning kind of a lot of different things here. Yeah.
So it does look like Jared Goff's going to start. If the Lions had practiced today, he would have been listed as limited with his oblique, meaning limited all 3 days. To me, that tells me Goff's probably going to play. The line right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, the Chicago Bears, 3-point road favorites with Andy Dalton. I just like how 2 years ago it was Bears Lions on Thanksgiving. And it was Chase Daniel and David Bling Blau. David Blau, that's his name. That name again is David Blau. And this year it's Andy Dalton and Goff or Boyle. Hilarious. Bears -3, 41.5. Ken, what do you got?
At three and kind of between 3 and 3.5 in the market right now. When we did this game in P²B², I was pretty interested in betting the Lions at what were even more inflated numbers. There were fours on the board when we thought it was going to be Boyle. I think I'm going to have a Lions ticket in this game. I feel like I've resisted betting them for 2 straight days, and I just keep staring at my number, and I'm like, in what way am I wrong here? Like, how could I be wrong? And I think I have this number correct. I actually think it should be slightly under 3. So I think 3 or 3.5 with the Lions. Now, obviously, you can try to shop around. My guess is, I agree with you that I think it is more likely Goff plays than Boyle starts. And that decision will kind of determine what the entry point should be if you want to bet the Lions. So that's the tricky part here. Like, you can try to read the tea leaves here. Like, if it's Goff and it's confirmed, I think the Lions take some money. I'm not saying it comes off 3, maybe, but I think it takes some money, so you get a worse price. If it's Boyle,
you think there's a chance it's 3, Ken, if Goff is announced as the starter? Like, it wouldn't go down to 2.5?
I think it could be like between 2.5 and 3, where you got to pay a lot for the 3. So I don't know if it's like full 2.5 -110. I don't know. There might be too much Bears interest, I think, at that point, probably. But I don't think it stays here with Goff. I think we're like close to the Goff number, but we're not there yet. I think it's like not going to, I don't think it's going to go all the way through. I'd be surprised, but you're taking a risk, right? So if it's Goff, then your number is more valuable if you bet it right now, because it's, you know, obviously the Lions are going to take money. If it's Boyle, then it's going to go to 3.5 or 4. Or more, because we haven't really seen the full effect of Tim Boyle in this Thanksgiving Day market. Okay, like, I don't know who it's going to be. I think it's more likely to be Goff. I like this number. I guess I would bet the Lions, like, soon, like 3 or 3.5, just to not risk losing the 3 in the game, potentially, basically. I think that's the right approach here, but this is, like, you got to kind of be guessing about who the quarterback's going to be. I mean, the good news is, if you bet, like, 3.5, or even, like, a somewhat expensive 3.5 or a 3 even or something right now, and it's Boyle and it goes to 3.5, 4, whatever, I don't think you're in awful shape. You just have a worse number. Like, I still like the Lions in the game. That's the good news, I guess. You're getting the worst of the number. I don't know who's going to play. The only way I could tell you when to enter the market would be if I did know. I think it's more likely it's Goff. So I guess bet now, but Lions 3 or better.
I have and we talked about this yesterday, but for the people that parachute in for picks, A, you're a freeloader. B, we appreciate you listening, and happy Thanksgiving. C.
Please write us a review. Go write us a review. Somebody wrote us a really nice one just the other day. I saw it popped into my feed.
What did they write?
No, it was just like, people are very, like, the people that are positive, we don't have to talk about the people who are negative. The people who are positive are a lot of exclamation points, a lot of nice things about the two of us. There's a lot of those kinds of reviews like that. Simply put, these guys get to the point and are great content for 4 hours a day. I would argue sometimes we don't get to the point. We just talk about video game music for like 25 minutes, but I appreciate that comment. Fantastic stuff, especially if you're a D-gen gambler. Highly recommend.
Duh. I mean, of course. No, we appreciate
that. Where else would you be? Right, exactly. But appreciate that. Appreciate that very much.
I have a 3-pronged approach to betting this game.
Oh, so it's a fork.
Yeah.
Like a normal fork, not like a fork.
Well, I think we're... Well, might be a fork in the road here, because I think Boyle may be like eliminated. Well, we'll give it out because Boyle. Oh,
Trident. Mike Brown points out in our chat because.
Well, I was going to say Spork.
Notice that. Yeah,
I was going to say Spork.
But does a Spork have only three, or does it have four like a fork?
A Spork has two.
A Spork only has two?
I think so. I feel like I've only used a Spork at
Scotland's four.
No way.
I think a Spork has four like a fork.
You know what? If two of you are saying it's four, then you have to be right. I feel like I've only used a Spork at Taco Bell. Like to eat Mexican pizza.
Right. This is way more important than what you're betting in the game.
After smoking a ton of marijuana.
Right. Yes. Bill points out that the outer points are rounded, but there's two regular fork prongs in the middle. So it's
just two this is a bad job by us not going immediately to Bill, who once confessed on the show to using fast food bags as napkins when he's eating.
Right. Bill, king of the sporks. Right. So...
First of his name. Yes, NHL better exactly. Extraordinaire. So the three pronged approach.
Okay.
If it's Boyle, if you've got Boyle, see a dermatologist.
Yes, please.
Four
more than two games.
Yeah. If it's four with Boyle, I consider pulling the trigger on Detroit.
Okay.
If it's Goff and it's three, I bet Detroit. If it's Goff and the number comes off three and goes to 2.5. I tease the Lions with the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Both home dogs. I make Dolphins Panthers a pick. Low total game. So again, if it's Boyle, four or better, I probably play Detroit. I'll tweet it out at the Costos tomorrow.
I don't watch the game.
Well, I mean, no. I promised my girlfriend. She goes to workout classes, and I've literally not gone with her once ever because she wakes up early to go. I told her I would go with her tomorrow morning. So, like,
that's early though. So you're going to be up. You're going to be going back to bed, but you'll be
no. And then we have to go to my family's, to my mom's.
Right, like, you'll be locked in. Like, what's your? Well, I guess we can do this later. We can do more picks right now. I was going to say, like, what's going to be your setup tomorrow? Are you going to be like recliner by a TV with good kind of viewing experience, or are you going to be kind of, you know, dragged back and forth, different rooms, different places?
I take orders from the women in my family, so probably
Understood.
The latter.
Well, that makes
Detroit
a good person. Yeah.
Detroit plus three, or at least one that takes the path of least resistance. Detroit plus three with Goff, tease Detroit with Miami at the number being under three. On the other side, I'll give you props for Detroit and Chicago, and then side total props, Dallas and Vegas, side total props, Buffalo and New Orleans.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Like a sweeping shot of New York City.
I love it.
It's great.
A Jake Hassan film.
Should we do this in the Power Hour also today? And like,
yeah,
we
1,000,000% percent yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Know. The dope ass beat is like, I think one segment, like, we have to have the, we can't
drop
not
it for,
have the dope
for Bill, for Bill Hockey. Yeah.
For the first segment.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay, I dig it. Props for the Bears and the Lions. Allen Robinson looking unlikely to play in the game. Darnell Mooney time. What year is it? 2021. Andy Dalton's a quarterback. Dalton loves him some Darnell Mooney. Hit him last week for the long, well, not for the touchdown. The touchdown was to Goodwin. But Mooney, also in the game as well last week, from Dalton. Mooney, 57.5 receiving yards. Are you kidding me? Against this Detroit Lions undrafted secondary? Darnell Mooney, over 57.5 receiving yards. This next one is going to make you physically ill until it wins. And you have more money as a result. Now, I know. I know because I got tweets from people about it. Like, never do this. People are like, where is Cole Kmet? I love tweets like that. Where is he? He's on the field, you idiot.
I don't know. Let me page him.
Where is Cole Kmet? Cole Kmet with Andy. Cole Komet's awesome. Dalton's going to get him the football. Cole Kmet, over 35.5 receiving yards. And if it's Jared Goff, if it's Tim Boyle, no bet. But if it's Jared Goff, TJ Hockenson, over 44.5 receiving yards. For the Detroit, as Joey Kanish would say, the Detroit Lions, baby. We move now to Dallas, where the Cowboys fluctuating in between a 7 and a 7.5 point favorite. Ken, maybe the number's like 7.25 right now, basically. Dallas, a juiced 7, I believe, last I looked, against the Raiders. Total 51.5, where it now looks like CeeDee Lamb is like a, at least a decent, like it seems like a coin flip that CeeDee Lamb's going to play in the game now for Dallas. Tyron Smith going to be back for Dallas. He's been practicing all week, their left tackle. Ezekiel Elliott practicing in full, but apparently not 100% healthy. The source is him. He's saying it to the media. Ken, what do you like here, Cowboys and Raiders?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Nick Costos approach here a little bit. I think if this game was Sunday morning and we were doing the show, may not be a bet, but I'm going to try to have something at all three Thanksgiving games. I think say it's only right. I'm going to be at the in-laws all day, and we'll have the games on, obviously. I think I have a little something here, and I think the approach for me, at least in this game, is going to be best number available on the Raiders. Now the Lamb injury, I think, provides like an option for this number to go both ways, like Dallas just with general support, or Vegas with the Lamb injury, which kind of holds things in place maybe. So, you know, again, kind of like the Chicago Detroit game, I can't guarantee where the line is going. My number for this game was a little bit under 7. And you asked about the number in the market right now, closer to 7.5 than I think 7. And there's even an 8 in one place, to be honest.
Yeah, it was 7.5 like pretty much all day. So I did like a bunch of radio and it was like 7.5 the whole day. And now it's 7.
Yeah, so I think today I would bet Raiders. I would lock in Raiders 7.5 -110. I'm probably gonna do that over the course of the show at some point. Just find whatever the cheapest 7.5 I can find is and lock that in. Just in case, like Lamb, and then I think it's unlikely the Raiders have any injury stuff at this point that would surprise us, make the line move in a weird direction. So I think 7.5 with the Raiders is a pretty good bet. This is not an edge that I would normally play like on a normal week on a Sunday, but it's enough. Like, I mean, it's not on my number, to be fair. It is a slight difference, so I think I'm gonna play it, and we'll see what happens. So yeah, Raiders okay. In the game.
I like the Raiders. Talked about it on Monday. Don't need to belabor the analysis because we actually have a lot to do this segment. So Raiders for me, 7 or better. Love the Raiders in this game, actually. It's not my favorite Thanksgiving bet. That's in the next game. Also at a number that is no longer available, which helps no one but me, hopefully. So Raiders for me in this game. Props. You love the Drake?
So we've done this bit on the show. It's from Seinfeld. We've done the bit on the show before, and I had never seen the episode, and you thought I had. And I still haven't seen it.
All you have to say is, yes, I love the Drake. That's literally,
I know,
that's
but it's just, but it's very funny that, like, every time we did a Drake game in overnights last year, you would do that, and I would, like, pretend I had seen it or just not say anything. And then finally you were like, have you seen that? And I go, no, I haven't seen it.
Yes, which is, like, because, like, you, like, know, like, all these Seinfeld things, and, like, you've never seen the Drake episode.
I have, I have a bundle of episodes that are, like, my favorites, and I know every single word from them, and then there's a lot of them I just don't remember.
Well, you gotta love the Drake. I love the Drake. I anticipate the Raiders. You know, I like the Raiders in the game, but, you know, I think it's probably likely there'll be points in the game where they're trailing. I think they're going to cover, but I think that takes Kenyon Drake firmly into the equation in the passing game for Derek Carr. Kenyon Drake, I love the Drake, 11.5 receiving yards, over. Whether CeeDee Lamb plays or not, I don't care. I love Michael Gallup. I think Gallup's awesome. There's a little Kramer giddy up. Gallup, over 55.5 receiving yards. I think he could get to 100 in this game and score also. Michael Gallup, over 55.5 receiving yards. Two anytime touchdown props in this game. Two. Number one, I got a feeling. I do think tonight's going to be a good night, but that's not the feeling. I have a feeling that this is the DeSean Jackson long touchdown game. Should have happened Sunday night against Kansas City. Probably would have still lost the bet, but would have been nice to have it. DeSean Jackson, plus 500, anytime touchdown for the Raiders tomorrow against the Cowboys. And this bet is dependent on CeeDee Lamb not playing in the game. Malik Turner for the Dallas Cowboys. Not Noah Brown. Malik Turner, plus 600, anytime touchdown. Only if CeeDee Lamb does not play. If CeeDee Lamb plays, no bet. And I actually think if you wanted to, because Derek Carr actually looks at him a ton in the red zone, in the end zone specifically, because Darren Waller commands so much attention. That is the island of Dr. Foster Moreau, plus 510, anytime touchdown for the Las Vegas Raiders. And we can close Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Gay would be a combination of Thanksgiving Day and games. That's why that was where that came from. And that would be the Bills and the Saints from New Orleans. Buffalo, a 6 or 6.5 point favorite on the road here. Ken, total here is 45. Bills and Saints, what's the play?
Well, this one, I think I actually have one. I think I'm going to be wait as long as possible, play the Saints. We can see how crazy the number gets. There were 6.5s on the board today. Most of those have now gone away, but I think there's like one left basically in the market. It's mostly 6. Just the injuries for New Orleans are what drove a lot of the action from 4.5 to 6, I think. And my number in the game is a little bit more than 4.5, 4.8, technically, 4.7, excuse me, my projection in the game. So if, for me, it was like I already kind of had the injuries built in there. I had a lower rating for New Orleans based off the last 2 weeks and the closing spread in those two games. Obviously, they're playing a lot worse. So to me, like, that just should have meant an opener of 4.5, which was what we got. We actually got an opener of 4, excuse me. So, like, to me, the injuries can't be creating this much steam in the game, just in my opinion. So I think I'm going to keep waiting. Like, I'm still not sure this is going to come back down. I know the 6.5s went away, but I think this line at least stays here. Maybe it gets a little more as we get to game day. 6 or better, I'll take the Saints in the game, but I'm going to wait until Thanksgiving night to try to get the best number. Maybe this gets away from me and I don't end up with a bet, but I'm going to take a wait as long as possible Saints approach, and I'm looking for 6 or more.
Well, we will go mano y mano. Not really, because I have Bills minus 4.5 for Monday, but I would never bet the Saints in this game. I think Buffalo, are you ready for it? Sitting on a big performance.
Going to score a lot of points.
Yeah. Sitting on a big performance, watching the Saints punt away. Bills, and I would only bet the under in the game if I had to bet the total, but I'm on Buffalo. Talked about it ad nauseum throughout the course of the week, so Buffalo for me. Props. Stephon Diggs, over 78.5 receiving yards. Ken, over his last 5, averaging 9 targets per game. I actually think that we are getting ahead of the Stephon Diggs readjustment back up into like the high 80s for his receiving yards here. So high 70s now. I actually, it's a high number, I understand, but like, I actually think we're ahead of it here. Like, I'm going to play it here. Marshawn Lattimore is a really good cornerback for the Saints, but he normally like is better against like Mike Evans types, right? Like bigger physical guys. Diggs is going to cook him. He can't stay with Diggs. No way. So Diggs over 78.5. I think this is a pass heavy approach from the Bills in this game. Why wouldn't it be? That's what they do. Cole Beasley, over 40.5 receiving yards. So Beasley and Diggs over receiving yards. One anytime touchdown prop. The Fishman, Adam Trautman, on IR for the Saints. That means Juwan Johnson, the wide receiver tight end, is like 6'7". 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot. Up. Juwan Johnson, plus 700 anytime touchdown from Trevor Siemian. And those are our bets for Thanksgiving Day in the National Football League. I will quickly here run through, Ken. What, you got your college basketball, right? You do college basketball here to get it out of the way since this is time sensitive.
Yeah, is that okay? I mean, it's, I can do
the NFL at any point during the show.
Great. So I think this is going to get us to the power hour. I think four bets that we're looking for. So I think the numbers are all still there, but I just, again, we got a lot going on, a lot of windows going back and forth. Interested in betting Syracuse, who's playing VCU on a neutral. This should be 5 or 5.5 on Syracuse. Either number good. Open 6, a little bit of interest in VCU, but I like Syracuse at these numbers. We're going to play George Washington, which should be 11.5 or 11 on a neutral against Missouri State. We're also going to play the over, which is 140.5, basically hasn't moved the entire day. And then a team that I don't even think I gave out on the show yesterday because they played early, but I lost on. We're going to come back to the well. Apparently, I just keep seeing value on this team over and over again. That's Buffalo, who's playing Illinois State on a neutral. And we're going to bet Buffalo 10.5 is the last number that you can bet them at. I think it should be a mix of 10s and 10.5s on the board. So Syracuse, George Washington, the over in that game, and Buffalo. That's kind of like our mid-afternoon window, basically.
Should I give the NFL out now? I'd have to rush.
No, we got we'll open spots. We got space.
I don't like the fact that you're taking the Saints tomorrow. I want you to be on the Bills.
Well, I haven't taken them yet. Let's maybe we can create a show middle where game lands like 5, maybe 5 or 6, and both of us win.
Is there any way that like interest in the public favorite tomorrow night? Is there any way that like it could ever get to like 7.5? No, right?
No, I could see 6.5 coming back easily. Expensive 7 on New Orleans seems possible, but that's about as far as I think it would go. And we're not going to get new news either. Like it's all happened already. So like whatever ripple effect that's had, I think is already done. Basically.
I'm going to stick with my Buffalo bet and feel pretty good about it. Honestly.
Sure.
My favorite bet tomorrow is
both teams coming off literally probably the two most miserable performances of the week.
So bets on all three Thanksgiving games. What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
All three underdogs, which is actually pretty common for me, I guess, in an NFL slate.
Three more hours coming your way here on a wonderful Wednesday on You Better You Bet. Coming up, final hour, power hour, 14 NHL games, 13 NBA games, and college basketball. Even more college basketball than we've already given you. Four phenomenal guests over the course of the next 2 hours. Dennis Bernstein, fourth period, in hour number 3, along with Sam Paniadovich from Ness and Fox Sports and the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Brian Scalabrini coming up next hour, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider on the NBA slate tonight and all things association. We'll have a Thanksgiving roundtable with every member of the cast here on You Better You Bet. Favorite and least favorite Thanksgiving dishes, because as a sports radio show, we are contractually obligated to do so. But we start hour number 2 on the other side. Ryan Noonan from 4for4, director of betting content, joins us to give us his favorite plays for Thanksgiving Day in the National Football League.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.